Changing sentences into questions. There are different rules that are used to explain how to change sentences into questions. If the sentence has verb to be conjugation, just change the verb with the position of the subject. Example: He is my friend. Is he my friend? Number 2. If the verb is conjugated in future tense, change the auxiliary verb will with the subject. The rest of the elements of the sentence remain the same. Example: She will go to Panama City next week. Will she go to Panama City next week? Number 3. If in the sentence you have a modal, modals are can, could, shall, should, might, must, would, and may, you just change position with the subject. Example: You must study and pass the exam so you may graduate. Must I study and pass the exam so I may graduate? Number 4. If your sentence does not have any of those elements, then you must use verb do to make your sentences. Remember that verb do have the meaning of making something, of executing an action. In this occasion, verb be has no meaning, but it is necessary to include it in the sentences as an option to ask correctly a question. For our translation in Spanish, it has no sense, but in English, it is necessary. Next point. If your sentence is in present tense, you should ask with do or does, depending on the subject that you have. Example: She reads a book. Does she read a book? In this case, verb read drops its S because auxiliary does already has an S. And a rule in grammar states that you may not have two verbs with S in the same sentences expressing the same idea. Point number B. If your sentence is in past tense, when you change it to the question, you need to use verb do in past that means did. Example: Carlos went to the swimming pool last Saturday. Did Carlos go to the swimming pool last Saturday? The verb went was changed to its present tense because did is already in past, and we cannot have in the same sentence two past tense verb indicating the same idea. If you apply properly the rules of how to change a sentence into a question, you will have well-structured questions. Your receptor will understand properly the question with no lost message or idea. Of course, he must or she must also answer you properly.